In today's episode of CTO Podcast, we're looking at five things that might help you know if it's time to step away from your business or business idea. While that may seem like it has a negative slant, what it may do is free you up to actually go into the direction that you may want to go, or more so, more called to go. We're going to be discussing it in today's episode, so make sure you join us. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now, but you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode from CCO Podcast, where we are helping women all over the world, most specifically women who have micro businesses, small businesses. And you know, again, I always say small business, if you look it up, is around $30 million and below, $30 to $50 million and below. But we want to be able to help to give them some technology, some innovation, some connectivity, so that together we can make this thing be successful. Whatever it is that's in our heart to do, whatever it is that God has called us to do, we want to be able to support women with doing it. So with that in mind, go over to CCOClub.com to get more information, because we are out here doing the doggone thing. And I tell you, there is nothing like what we're doing before. So make sure you head over there again, CCOClub.com, to learn more. Today we are asking a question: is it time to walk away? We're talking about five clues that your business or business idea may be no longer serving you. Now, I told you guys, I really am working on trying to have a more positive slant to things. And it always seemed like it's a negative thing, and I don't know why that is in my mind, and I really am working on that. But I really want to be a voice that's helping people see some things that I don't think other people might be trying to get them to see. When let's just say it like this, if you are looking at a guru and you're talking about, let's say, spending $5,000 with them, and they're saying, you know, you got to get on a call to see if it's a right fit, I'm really asking myself, how many of them are not a good fit? Right? Like, you have to be willing to turn away people even though they have the money. But when you're getting started, like, everybody that's giving you $5,000 might be just good money. You just have to just go with it. So I'm saying this to say that sometimes the idea that you have might not necessarily be an idea, even if the person that you may be paying to help you with that idea is telling you that it's a great idea. Right? So I want to give you five signs that help you to understand that it might be a clue for you to shift directions, maybe make a pivot, maybe do something different. Because watch this, it's actually hard. It takes a lot of courage. I've said this before. It takes a lot of courage to actually decide you're going to do something else. When you've poured your heart and soul into it, when you've been excited about this is what I'm going to do, when you've been, especially if you've been that person that you start and stop and start and stop and start and stop, and your family knows that it's just something else. Like, my father was like that. Everything that he ever did, it was always going to be the next great thing, right? And I can remember a gazillion things we've done, right, as a family, and then as my father did himself. But it because he's just an entrepreneur at heart, and it was always trying to find that that honey hole, trying to find the thing that that he needed to do that would really kind of set him free, set the family free, so on and so forth. And sometimes it just took like maybe getting into it and then realizing that, you know, after the sexiness wears off, that it's not something you should do. So I want to give you some ideas about that and help you and hope that you are courageous if you come to a point where you realize that might need to be something that you need to do, right? Walking away just might end up being something that you feel like, or again, shifting, pivoting. There's nothing wrong with that, right? There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And sometimes we feel that it is, again, based on what our past experiences have been. So we're going to talk about that. Number one, now, when you're starting off in a business, one of the things that's going to happen is you're going to lose money. It's just part of it. You're going to spend more before you make more. And that's even true if you go out and get a Subway franchise, if you get a Taco Bell franchise, if you get a restaurant franchise, if you get a hotel franchise, if you do anything franchise, you're going to start spending before you actually start making money. I know that if you decide that you want to have a McDonald's franchise, for example, and I think I've said this before, I knew a friend years ago. He said, first of all, at that time, and this is probably 10, 15 years ago, well, easily 15 years ago, he said, first of all, you had to have $1 million liquid in the bank. And then you had to go to Hamburger University. And then you couldn't decide, yes, it really is called that. And then you couldn't decide where your McDonald's franchise was going to be. It was going to be where McDonald's felt was a good location. I mean, and not overseas if you're, you know, in the States or whatever, but you didn't have a choice where it was going to be. Yeah, it'd be nice to have one down the street from your house, but it might not be there. And so that's something that's important. And you were going to spend a lot of money before you saw anything in return. Most of the time, people that are into business like that, Warren Buffett, you know, those like gazillionaires, they know that there's going to be downtimes. There's going to be downtimes where there's going to be losses that have to be taken. And you're just going to have to go with it. But number one, consistently having financial losses might be an indication that it's time. So, you know, again, even though you know that you are, you know, having to put a lot out there, there has to be a time where you are, you know, having some, making some ongoing money. You shouldn't have to go 4 months, 6 months, a year, spending without anything in return, unless, of course, they're saying outright that it's going to take that long to build. And then you have to decide if that's something that's for you, right? So if you have an original plan or for your business or an original idea, and you have started to experience financial constraints, and you don't have a clear path to profitability, then it might be a time to consider going into a new direction. I want you to hear my heart there here. That doesn't mean not being an entrepreneur at all. That just may mean that you've decided to go in a different direction, and that's A-okay. What you might even find out is that you're just doing something adjacent to what you're doing, right? And so you just may even get more refined, or just find that it's something just that's just slightly different, because we don't want you out here trying to make a business and all you're doing is losing, right, financially, because that's not why we're into business. Number two is that you might have lost your passion or motivation for it. If you can continue to find yourself avoiding the work, if you continue to find yourself like your passion is going down, you're not inspired, you're dreading it, you just don't want to do it, you just like, I don't feel like doing it today, you might consider doing something different. Because if you're trying to build a business that at the beginning or somewhere during your business, you're finding that love for what you were doing and that passion for who you wanted to serve and what you wanted to do isn't there, it's not a good recipe. We may as well go on and go back to work for somebody. I'd rather have consistent money. I'm going to say it. I'd rather have consistent money working for someone else that I don't love it than having hardly any money working for myself and I don't love it, right? At least I can pay the bills. At least I can make and still go on trips. And that might be too honest for some people, but I'm telling the truth. Like, we're not always necessarily going to love things that we do. And that's why, for example, I tell my son, do what you love, son. Do what you love to do right now, because there's going to be long periods and stretches of life where you look up and 10 years have passed and you're still doing something you don't want to do. And now you can't get out of it because this, that, and the third is tied to it. You know, you don't want to be in that place. place. So you want to make sure that your passion and motivation is still active and you still want to pursue what it is that you're doing. Number three, maybe there is a market decline or somehow it was a good idea and now there's so much market saturation that when you are deciding to get into it, that you really just can't break through. Now watch this. There are some ideas when you're thinking about, let's say we're talking about market saturation, where if you're at the beginning, right? If you're at the beginning and you had a great idea with it, that you can survive when the market gets saturated or, you know, if the market decides to decline. But when you're catching the wave a little bit later and you're trying to get involved saying, oh, this is going to be a great thing to do, I know I can do it. It's going to be challenging. It could be challenging. And so really what you have to do is you got to make sure you're paying attention to industry trends. How could I not say that? Say that fast five times. Industry trends, right? If you're paying attention to that and you're studying that type of thing, then it can help you to understand, because really what we have to do is, you know, most of us get involved in businesses in the middle of the wave or when the wave is declining. And really what we have to get more savvy about is understanding where to look as the wave is beginning, right? At the very, very beginning of the wave, because that's where you want to get on. Or looking at things that may have been going, but you see something that may be glaring in what has happened in that particular market that you say, that's a missed opportunity and that's where I want to get in, right? And so those are some of the things that you can do to stay in a business if they may have become saturated, or you decide that it might be the competition has come in, you know, the big boys come in, they put millions and millions up front, you know, take away the market, you know, the market's attention to them. And so you may have to pivot, take your winnings and go. That might be a time. So number four, that's number three, which was market saturation or market decline. Number four, never, never, never stay in a business where your personal well-being is suffering. If you are running a business and your mental is going down, your physical is going down, your emotional health, your family is telling you that they don't hardly see you anymore, you are visiting the doctor more than you should, you are having some internal challenges that didn't really come about till after you start doing this stuff, your sleep is irregular, right? Your health, you're gaining weight. All of these things are telltale signs. Stress, right? Burnout. It's overwhelming and negatively impacting relationships. Pay attention to that stuff, right? Because and you know what I'm saying, right? You know if this is you, and I'm not saying it to challenge you. I'm saying it that we have to be, I believe that if we're doing things that is God-centered, we have to be paying attention to ourselves, because our body is the temple. That's where the church is, right? Our body is the temple. And we have to take care of that. And we have to be in our best space mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, if we are going to be about our Father's business. And so if we are having a negative impact because that maybe you are challenged with number one, which was consistently losing finances, and that's starting to impact your well-being, right? Because you have two of these on the list. And then not only that is that you're losing the passion for it. If you're getting one or more of these, I really want you to consider that that it might be time to shift, pivot, stop, walk away, whatever the case may be, that's going to help you to get back to what it is. Sometimes it's timing, right? And timing needs to shift. But if any time it's negatively impacting what it is that you're doing, how you're feeling, you need to consider stepping away. And finally, number five, if what you're doing, I probably should have had that as number five, because that to me is the most powerful one. Number four, your personal well-being is suffering. But nevertheless, if what you're doing is no longer in line with your long-term goals, right? Because, and I'm going to tell you how this one really impacted me, is that as I got older, my long-term goals shifted. Right. So, you know, younger, you want to take over the world. You want to do everything. You want to be about everything. You want to go everywhere. You want to do. As I got older, I got tired. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to do all those things. I don't even want to. Right. And so that long-term goal is not that the alignment and what you were doing is wrong. It's just that you shifted based on your experiences, your long-term goals. Maybe you moved to a different state, you know, or out of the country, and that shifted your long-term goals. Maybe you had an incredible event in your life. Maybe you got married. Maybe you had a child, and that shifted your long-term goals. Maybe you got a promotion at a job that you had been waiting on, and that shifted your long-term goals, and your business was your side hustle. All of that is okay. All of that is okay. Maybe you met some folks and you guys decided to go into partnership, because, you know, we absolutely believe here at CCO in partnerships. That's what we've done, is that that may have shifted your long-term goals. And so you want to make sure that the things that you're doing are in alignment with that. One of the ways that I saw this particular one was I shifted the things that I was doing when She Launches It, the alignment shifted, because when I partnered with CCO, and when we did that, is the long-term goal shifted, right? Because we were looking at something slightly different, and it really, really kind of encompassed and kind of was an umbrella for what I wanted to do by myself. And so it made sense for me to stop and pivot what I was doing to go in with CCO so that we could do something stronger, better, faster, right? And so that's not always a negative reason why you might want to shift, because your alignment is off. And I'm not trying to imply that you were going into the wrong direction. But what I am saying is that for whatever reason, it could be your alignment change. It could be something that changed with your long-term goals. God may have spoken to you and just said, baby, I need you to do something different. It might be he came to you in a vision. You might have gotten a prophecy somewhere where someone said something to you and things just outright shifted. Your family structure shifted. It could be a number of reasons. And it could mean that it might be time to do something different. What the biggest thing I want you to get from listening to this particular podcast is don't be afraid. Don't be afraid that if it's time for you to do something different, that you are able to do something different. Don't be afraid and thinking that what people are going to think if I'm saying something else, you know, about it. And here, let me say this for the people in the back. One of the things I've learned is, because I know I have a propensity to shift things with my business, I don't tell everybody. My Lord and my God, I tell the people who understand Tamika. And they know how to help me see through what I need to see through, encourage me, or call me on the carpet for the things that I am trying to do, right? Because you're always going to have those people that are a little more cynical. You're always going to have those folks, even family members, I'm going to say that, I said it, deal with it, that are always looking at you like, she's just doing something else. There's always going to be those people. To me, that's in part, where the Bible talks about not casting your pearls among swine. I'm not calling your family member swine. I'm just saying that you stop giving all your good stuff to those that don't care, right? And may not be speaking life, may not be breathing life into you, may not be supporting you in the way that you need to be supported. I'll end with this. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and she was frustrated about a situation that's happening. And I called her on the carpet on a couple things. And I said, you know why? Because I love you. And I want you to make sure that you're looking at the whole thing. That's my job. My job with my friends, my road dogs, my for real people, is to tell them the truth, is to help them to see their blind spots. And watch this. I give them permission to do the same for me. I always want people helping me to see my blind spots and helping me to see if I should be going into another direction. I tell them, like, I've done some things, and then later on I get on board, and then someone will say, well, that's what I was thinking. And I said, I'm mad at you, because you should have said that a long time ago. You have permission. Give your people permission to tell you. Give your people permission to help you to see areas that you don't see. Ask questions. Do I look burnt out? What do you see me doing? Am I going too hard on this? I have people that are surrounding me that's doing that, because it helps to keep me honest. It helps to keep me honest, and it helps me taking care of myself more than I am trying to take care of other things that may be burning me out. So I hope that was something that I said in here that was a blessing to your spirit, make sure you head over to ccoclub.com/podcast and you can leave me a message there. You can ask me a question. I'll read it on the air. I'll answer it as best I can. And I'm praying that God continues to bless you and keep you and help you in your thinking to do what it is that you need to do so that you can have the business that he wants you to have on this side of heaven. I'll talk to you guys soon. Be blessed.
Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.